to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Nell Weddle, editor of the European Butadiene Report. I'm the editor of the European SBR report. Everyone in the market is really interested in what's been happening upstream in the BD market recently, you know, with prices in the spot market reaching five-year highs. What's been happening now?
Well, you're right. We have reached fresh five-year highs yesterday. We'd actually reached sort of 2012 levels last week. But yesterday there was a deal at $2,100 a ton FOB ARA, which was the highest price since May. Not only that, I mean, really, FOB prices have quadrupled year on year. So there's been quite a big change to take on board, I guess, for derivatives over the past year. Domestic prices have moved up in tandem, although not to the same extent. So we've had sort of numbers between 1,500 and 1,700 euros done on the domestic market.
You mentioned it's struggled to absorb these high increases, and it's definitely, you know, a concern for SBR buyers at the moment. So what's behind these rapid BD increases?
Well, we've seen an uptrend in butadiene prices in the key Asia market really since spring of last year. But these were kind of steady increases, and largely driven by supply problems. Although, you know, we can't deny that we've seen some improvement in structural demand levels. But really, it kind of kicked off in the middle of last quarter. It ramped up speed, and we've seen some extremely high numbers, more supply issues, concerns about supply going forward, concerns about the turnarounds. There's going to be a bit of a crunch in Europe. So all in all, it sort of, it just ramped up demand, and people were prepared to pay really high prices just to secure, you know, some tons.
And downstream, you know, January SBR contracts were settled at more than the monomer increase. The whole chain is really being affected at the moment. And the question on everyone's lips is that, you know, what's the expectation for February BD contract price?
Well, given everything that's been happening, there is no doubt that there will be an increase for February. The question will just be what sort of magnitude. I don't think it's wrong to say that many people anticipate a three-digit increase. We had a three-digit increase from December to January. I think the expectation is that it might be a larger three-digit increase from January to February. We have certainly seen more pressure on the spot market, and we've had a couple of unexpected production issues as well. So, I mean, that's sort of been the icing on the cake. Consumers and producers alike will be bracing themselves for a round of tough negotiations, I think, next week.
Great, thanks for explaining that, Nell. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.